Proverbs 9:1-5 says, "Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beasts. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, Come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled." Verse 1 through 3 tell us seven things that wisdom has done. And I once heard a teacher claim that these verses delineate the seven pillars spoken of in verse 1. But the fact is, when it says wisdom hath hewn out her seven pillars, that's one of the seven actions of wisdom. So it is one point in seven and is not a reference leading to seven other points. So again, we discussed the first two in our previous devotion. Wisdom hath builded her house, hath hewed out her seven pillars. And we refer you to our previous devotional for discussion on those two acts of wisdom. Then verse 2 continues with act number 3. She hath killed her beasts. In other words, she's no vegetarian, and she sees to it that there is meat on her table for her family and guests. And this has the sense of us, all of us, everyone being invited to her table. Act number 4, she hath mingled her wine. Now, the wine served, according to historical information I've read, wine was mixed with water. And it would have had alcohol, but not enough to get a guest drunk who drank normal amounts. But it was also not diluted so much that you didn't enjoy the beverage. So wisdom is in moderation, of course. Act number 5. She hath also furnished her table. Wisdom's table is set and ready for her guests. Wisdom's invitation is to all who choose to be wise and sit at her table where everything needed is furnished. She hath, act number 6, she hath sent forth her maidens. Those who serve God and live according to his wisdom go out and invite others to come in. In our dispensation, those who are wise win souls. Those who are wise go out and preach the gospel. And again, when it uses her or she, it's a grammatical gender, as we discussed in our previous devotional. It speaks of male and female servants of God and his wisdom, as though we are the maidens sent forth to invite guests, as would be the case in the house of a prince, the Prince of Peace. And then act number 7, she crieth upon the highest places of the city. Now, in that day, if you wanted to send out a call, you'd usually use something like a trumpet or a horn. And if you wanted to call as many people as possible, you looked for the highest point around. Today, we use things like towers to send out TV signals or radio signals or even the internet. Our internet is wireless, comes in wireless. Our invitation is for all to come to the table of God and his wisdom. And of course, in this dispensation, we send out this call by preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. As Isaiah the prophet described in Isaiah 52:7, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth." And then the Apostle Paul borrowed from that imagery in Romans 10:15 for our dispensation and said, "And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." So be wise and invite others to join at God's table to eat of the meat of his word and what's being served up at the table of his wisdom.